The core truth of Negung is that after we are born, we begin to grow sick. As soon as we interact with the outside world, we are already moving along the timeline to destruction, which the Taoists simply called our Ming. If we are to attain good health and spiritual liberation, then we have to learn how to reverse this process, known as returning to the source. This travel back to an original state may seem slightly paradoxical to Western minds, but to the ancient Chinese, it was a logical progression. They also believed that the changes which take place within us as we age are a reflection of the processes taking place within the universe around us. And for this reason, they used metaphorical language taken from our external environment to explain what was happening inside us. This was known as the link between the macrocosm and the microcosm. In Taoist thought, the outer environment which surrounds us is the macrocosm. The inside of our bodies is the microcosm. The microcosm relies on the macrocosm for existence, and vice versa. The various energetic shifts which take place within the macrocosm are reflected within the microcosm, and in this way our inner universe is a direct replication of the outer universe. It is important to understand that the microcosm and the macrocosm are only such when compared to each other. Contained within the microcosm are further microcosms, or inner universes, contained within inner universes. To our molecules and atoms, our physical body is actually the macrocosm. If we can understand this principle, then we have built a strong foundation for our study of the nature of the Tao. Our relationship to the outer environment can be further understood by looking at the principle of the three powers within Taoist cosmology. The three powers are the energies of heaven, man, and earth. Heaven is the manifestation of pure, unadulterated yang energy, whilst earth is the physical manifestation of yin energy. The energy of human beings is a combination of these two entities, and we are totally dependent upon heaven and earth for our existence. A major concern of the Taoist arts is reconnecting to these two energies so that we may utilize them for our own ends. This is a completely natural part of our energetic awakening and an important part of the Negung process. I have had students who were scared by the concept of connecting themselves to the energy of heaven and earth, but they have forgotten one of the most important factors when approaching the study of something complex like Negung. You must cut through the flowery language and try to experience exactly what it means. Remember that we are trying to look at the root of the tree and not get distracted by all of its branches and leaves.